This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on strengthening India-Guyana bilateral relations. The participants are Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Radhesh Lake, anchor.
A warm welcome to Akashvani, Ambassador Wadhwa.
Thank you.
Would you please tell us what are the key areas of cooperation between India and Guyana, and how have they evolved over the years?
The key areas of cooperation today between India and Guyana are skill development, capacity building, agriculture, pharmaceuticals, education, and energy. And these have continued to strengthen over the years and have done very well over the past few years in particular. Trade between the two countries, about $35 million in 2021-22. But in the last few years, it's suddenly gone up quite a bit to $105 million, which is the 2023-24 figure. The reason is that there have been a number of high-level visits that have taken place between the two countries. And also, India and Guyana have come together in international fora in a number of issues. But at the same time, we've seen that there is increased cooperation in the development of Guyana and involvement of India in the development of Guyana in various fields. And all this has contributed to a situation where India and Guyana are now looking at some new areas of cooperation, especially in hydrocarbons.
Okay. I would like to draw your attention to the energy cooperation. How significant is the energy collaboration between India and Guyana, especially in renewable energy and biofuels? And attached to this is what role has India played in Guyana's oil sector, and how has this benefited both the nations?
So let me start first with renewable energy sector, where India has provided electricity through solar energy to 30,000 homes in the form of solar lights in Guyana. And India has also targeted Guyana in this sector because of the abundance of sun energy, plus the fact that Guyana is very receptive to this kind of cooperation. But in terms of hydrocarbons, I think Guyana is emerging as one of the most important countries in the world today because of enormous finds of oil and natural gas in particular. Now, natural gas sector in Guyana was being explored and was under the control of American and Western companies so far. But under the new leadership, we've seen that there is a desire to diversify and to also work with countries in other parts of the world, especially countries who have the capacity to do so, like India. And here, India has emerged as an important market for Guyana as well. Now, yesterday, we signed an MOU with Guyana on hydrocarbons, which is a very comprehensive MOU, which talks about exploration, distribution, training, also information exchange, and setting up of companies in each other's countries, which will engage in hydrocarbons, and also expanding the scope of hydrocarbon exchange between the two economies. I feel that it's a far-reaching MOU, and it will benefit Guyana a lot, especially through the infrastructure component of the MOU, where the two countries have committed to work together in building infrastructure for the hydrocarbon sector in Guyana, which was lacking, and which is why the Guyanese could not exploit their black gold, as they call it. And India has stepped forward to help Guyana in that respect. So both sides are poised to benefit a lot from this cooperation.
Okay, and also, Ambassador Wadhwa, India has extended line of credit for several developmental projects to Guyana. Could you share details about these projects, if available, and what has been the response to the initiatives like solar home lighting systems and health center upgrades?
I think the two sectors that you named are the ones that have been the initial, you know, thrust areas of line of credit as far as India is concerned in Guyana. But then we also had a focus on defense, which came about just a few years ago. And under that, the Indian side has provided Guyana some important cooperation in terms of providing ferries, for example, because of the lack of transportation facilities in Guyana, which are built by Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers. Also, we've supplied aircraft through HAL under the line of credit to Guyana. And as you mentioned, 30,000 homes in Guyana have received solar lighting under this program. Also under the iTech program, there are 800 Guyanese professionals who have trained in India. And in addition to that, India has worked with UN agencies like UNFPA, for example, where we have worked on prioritizing prevention of teenage pregnancies, for instance, for $500,000, which were routed through UNFPA into Guyana. During the COVID time, India supplied 80,000 doses of Covishield. We also provided $1 million to UNDP for Guyana's critical health care, for funding of equipment, etc. Plus the fact that India has emerged as a major supplier of pharmaceuticals, cheap pharmaceuticals to Guyana. So all this combined has made India an important player in the development of Guyana, which is bound to go forward much more in the future as India expands its footprint in the region and is also now pledged to provide 1,000 more ITEC slots for the CARICOM countries.
So you mentioned development of Guyana. India has contributed quite a bit, and that's the reason why perhaps the president of Guyana awarded the highest national award to Prime Minister Modi, the Order of Excellence in Guyana. So what are the substantial support to Guyana? You mentioned about COVID-19 and how the assistance was utilized and impact it made. Apart from this, what about the cultural exchanges? Just throw some light on the award and also on the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Center, which has been a key institute in Guyana. And it has contributed quite a bit to cultural exchanges as well. So if you could throw some light on that as well.
Right. So as far as the Order of Excellence of Guyana is concerned, I think that's a very important award which honors the Indian Prime Minister, and also it's reflective of the influence that India enjoys in Guyana today. Guyana sees Prime Minister Modi as a leader of the developing world, in particular of the Global South, a leader who actually espouses the cause of the Global South in international fora like the G20, etc. And therefore, this is an award which is presented to him because of his contributions to the CARICOM region and Guyana in particular. Coming to the cultural center, the Vivekananda Cultural Center in Guyana, that is playing a very important role. First of all, preservation of Indian heritage, and secondly, also propagating the cultural forms of India. The 40% of the population in Guyana is of Indian origin. Many of them are descendants of indentured labor, which went to Guyana as part of the British drive to take labor from India to the plantations in many parts of the world. Besides Guyana, this labor went to many other countries in the CARICOM. And today, Guyana has seen an evolution of this population into very successful citizens. But also what has happened is that they carried with them dance forms and their music, which has been preserved, and also the celebrations of Indian festivals, which has been preserved in a pristine form. It's not been affected at all by the vagaries of time like it has done in other parts of the world. And therefore, it's very important to preserve that heritage. For example, in Guyana, Holi and Diwali are celebrated in its pristine form, where people resort to fasting on the day of Diwali, and they also resort to prayers to the various gods, in which are very popular in India as well in the day of Holi. So it's a different form in which these festivals are celebrated. And many parts of the Indian population also believe that it's important to preserve those traditions, to have a linkage. And some of the Guyanese population which have gone from certain parts of India want to keep in touch with those states in India, for example, in eastern UP or Bihar in particular, and come back and look at the traditions as they exist today. So Vivekananda Center is playing an important role in bridging that gap. It is also propagating Indian yoga, for instance, the new dance forms, the new forms of music, the films, Bollywood music, for instance. All these have become very popular influences in Guyana today.
So it's very heartening to note that they would like to keep themselves rooted to the roots that are there in India. However, they are now Guyanese, but they still practice what's Indian at the moment. Now, Ambassador Vadhva, we would like to know Guyana's role as chair of CARICOM. and a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. How do they align with India's global priorities?
So there are a lot of similarities in the way Guyana and India think about the world, in their worldview, for instance. And of course, they have very close cooperation now in the economic side or agriculture or food security, health and pharmaceuticals, also in science and innovation, etc., etc. But the way they look at, you know, these international institutions is very interesting, because both Guyana and India want that the global south should be playing a much more important role, that their worth should be recognized, and that they should no longer be sidelined. And for that, it is extremely important that there should be reform of the UN institutions, particularly of the Bretton Woods institutions like the IMF and the World Bank. And it is here that Guyana has been putting forward some very bold views on behalf of CARICOM. It has also been putting forth the views of CARICOM for environmental protection and also disaster relief, which is an important subject for these countries. India has been advocating something very similar in the UN and also in the G20. Also, India believes that it's important to carry countries like Guyana and other members of the CARICOM with it. You know, all these areas that we discussed today are the areas in which India and Guyana want to take their development forward. Guyana, for example, wants to develop its marine fisheries and disaster management areas, where India is an ideal partner. It is no longer the preserve, it says, that of the American and the Western countries to do so, and it wants to diversify. And India has been also advocating that countries of the global south should get the benefits of their own national resources and their own heritage. So there is this commonality of views at every fora now between the two countries, and that's why the relationship is quite strong.
So, Ambassador Wadhwa, Guyana's emerging role as an oil-producing nation is now coming up. Now, oil is extremely important, keeping the geopolitical situation in mind. So how can we in India leverage that?
So you rightly said that the hydrocarbon sector, you know, which means oil and natural gas taken together, are very important sectors in Guyana today. And this has happened because of very bold policies by the Guyanese leadership, because they've opened out to the outside world as far as their own hydrocarbon infrastructure is concerned. What they lack is proper distribution around the world, and they want to make up by relying on partners like India to build a proper infrastructure which will allow them to exploit their resources, benefit from it, and also be able to distribute it around the world.
Okay.
The MOU that was signed, you know, yesterday or the day before with Guyana is very important in that context between India and Guyana, because it talks about joint explorations and scientific innovations, building of infrastructure and capacity, training of personnel, the exchange between institutions in the hydrocarbon sector between the two countries, and also cooperation in the transportation of hydrocarbons. So India is a major refining country today in the world. It is importing a lot of hydrocarbons because of its own growing economy's needs, and also because it's an important source of exports, or re-exports, you can call it that, to various countries in the developed world. Guyana wants to work in India in that respect, and it wants to benefit in the process. So I think it's going to be a very important win-win situation for both India and Guyana.
So on that note, I would like to thank you, Ambassador Wadhwa, for being with Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening India-Guyana bilateral relations. The participants were Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at eirnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.